Athletes are arriving on Australia's Gold Coast ahead of next week's start of the Commonwealth Games as anticipation builds around the Commonwealth. In India, fans clashed over the qualification of their favourite wrestlers, and in Nigeria, there's been almost daily television coverage.
We're counting down to the 2018 Commonwealth Games. We're excited about that one because it gives us an opportunity to look at our athletes.
Mother England's team anthem is Jerusalem. Based on a 200-year-old poem about the second coming of Jesus. For the Gold Coast Games, there's a record number of medal events. Team sizes have been capped for the first time, and there is, of course, a mascot, a blue koala. But every 4 years comes the question that will not go away. It's been raised in the Australian media this time, as it was just before the 2014 Glasgow Games, by British comedian John Oliver.
And now this.
And now, Last Week Tonight asks, how is this still a thing? This week, the Commonwealth Games. How is this still a thing?
In Brisbane, Griffith University International Relations Professor Ian Hall says it's a fair question.
I think the Commonwealth Games is one of the most important aspects now of the Commonwealth of Nations, which, you know, itself is a kind of an odd British imperial relic in lots of ways. But one of its great legacies has been the Games.
It all started in the 1930s as the Empire Games, when the British Empire was almost finished. Now on the Gold Coast, 71 teams covering 53 former and current British possessions will battle in 18 sports. Australia leads the all-time medal tally, followed by England. Then there's a rapidly sliding count, with a quarter of the teams yet to win one medal. Commonwealth Games Corporation Chief Executive Mark Peters says the Games offer a great opportunity.
A lot of the athletes, particularly from those smaller countries, this is a chance for them to be inspired, still dream of an Olympic Games, but the Commonwealth Games is, in a sense, their pinnacle.
That counts too for non-Olympic sports, like lawn bowls, netball and squash. Malaysian international squash star Nicole David, defending her Commonwealth gold medal from Glasgow, describes the importance.
To get a medal here is a big thing for squash player in the Commonwealth, and also just in terms of representing your country from Malaysia, it really is very significant too.
With world-class athletes, royals, dignitaries and a global media spotlight, Mark Peters says hosting the Games also has a higher aim.
Oh, the ultimate goal is that people understand that the Gold Coast as a city is something absolutely fantastic and somewhere you want to come.
With Britain leaving the European Union and hosting a Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting right after the Games, Ian Hall says there's talk of a reinvigorated relationship.
Commonwealth leaders are going to be asking the British, OK, so where next? What sort of relationships do you want to have with us after Brexit, and what sort of transition would you like to play with us?